With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Residents of Oklahoma, Kansas, and Iowa are dealing with severe storms tonight. National Weather Service meteorologist Rick Smith says it's crucial that residents pay attention to the weather.
If a warning is issued for you, treat it seriously, because every storm that forms will have the potential to produce a tornado. And tornadoes can be exceptionally dangerous and possibly even long track tornadoes today. So it's we don't have days like this every year in Oklahoma. And this is a day you need to be paying close attention. It literally could mean the difference between life and death.
The forecast follows heavy rainfall in Houston. Three deaths have been reported there, including a four-year-old boy. Texas Governor Greg Abbott toured the flood-damaged areas Monday and increased the number of counties in his disaster declaration to 91, stressing that those who have damage need to report it so the numbers can be compiled and support a request for federal assistance. Also at SRNNews.com, Al Jazeera's news channel operations in Israel have been shut down.
The cabinet of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has voted to close Al Jazeera offices in Israel after rising tensions between the two sides. The decision comes following the Israeli government's long-running feud with the Qatari-funded channel. It also comes at a time when ceasefire negotiations between Israel and Hamas are gaining steam. The decision threatens to heighten tensions with Qatar at a time when the Doha government is playing a key role in mediation efforts between the two sides. Al Jazeera has said the closure would affect its operations in East Jerusalem and Israel, but not in the Palestinian territories. I'm Karen Shamath.
Around 1,000 pro-Hamas demonstrators marched through Manhattan in an effort to disrupt the annual Met Gala. Police diverted the crowd into Central Park before blocking the exits. This is SRN News. A persecution watchdog has a new concern.
For the first time ever, the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is urging the State Department to take action against Azerbaijan for its attacks on Christians. The mostly Muslim government spent much of last year expelling Christians from the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh in a process that some experts say amounts to ethnic cleansing. The vast majority of the refugees fled into neighboring Armenia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The fate of a decades-old Tennessee policy that does not allow those claiming to be the opposite sex to change the sex designation on their birth certificates is now in the hands of a federal appeals court. Four men claiming to be women are seeking to have the policy declared unconstitutional. A federal judge dismissed their case last year. Attorneys for the state say there's nothing in the Constitution that requires them to amend birth certificates to include so-called gender identity. This is SRN News. Well, Monday, Wall Street built on last week's stock gains.
Stocks added to their gains from last week as technology stocks led the way. The S&P 500 climbed 1% Monday. The Dow rose 176 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite added 1.2%. NVIDIA rose 3.8%. Supermicrocomputer climbed 6.1%. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market following last week's big moves on hopes that a cooling job market could get the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates later this year. Berkshire Hathaway rose after Warren Buffett's company reported its latest quarterly results over the weekend. Disney and Uber will also report their earnings later this week. Seth Sutel, New York.
United Auto Workers Union says workers at Daimler voted in favor of a new four-year contract that includes a 25% pay raise. The weekend vote by workers at plants in North Carolina, Tennessee, and Georgia means a profit-sharing plan and cost-of-living adjustments for the first time. More details at SRNNews.com.